Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With a tremendous jump in the Kentucky bourbon industry over recent years, you might think that would offer an additional opportunity for corn growers here, and you'd be right. Hardin County farmer Larry Thomas serves on Farm Bureau's state board and is very active in both major grain groups here. He is well aware of the booming opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a new distillery in Hardin County now, and from what I heard this past week, the growth is expected to be like 65% over the next few years, so that's going to take a lot of Kentucky corn to sustain that.
And he personally sells corn headed for distilleries.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, nearly probably 90% of our corn has gone into the distillery industry.
Basically, he just checked around in local trade channels for opportunities.
We've got a broker there in the county next door to us, and he buys a lot of corn for the distillery. He's got the contract for him, so he was looking for some local corn and just happened upon each other, and so it's worked pretty well.
He says there are no variety requirements, but moisture levels and such are important.
Nothing on variety. They like clean corn and they like it to be dry. They can't handle any wet corn at all. So you have to watch your quality pretty close and certainly watch your moisture content.
He says grain storage capability is a factor as well.
Yeah, sometimes he may call and you're not ready to move any and you may have to put him off and it may be another month or two. If he finds it somewhere else, you know, maybe a month or two before he calls.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
Hardin County grain farmer Larry Thomas, as mentioned earlier, is a state ag leader in several organizations. On a personal note, I quipped in that interview that he might be especially interested in providing corn for distillery use if there was some extra incentive.
It's actually pretty good. We get a little bonus out of it. Plus, we don't have to haul the corn. So that works out real well for us because a lot of times he's coming and getting it while we're busy and we couldn't be hauling anyway. So it works out real well for us.
He suggests farmers interested in this market to ask around in local trade channels, other farmers, and they'll probably make a connection. He feels providing Kentucky corn for an industry so identified with the state just seems like a natural.
We want them to be more after Kentucky corn, especially we'd like to see all of them go Kentucky proud, but there's the distillery industry still gets a lot of corn, I know, out of Indiana and other states. So, yeah, we would like to see them take more Kentucky corn.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.